It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Yes, more full moon readings with Sarah Moore. Sarah, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. I love this.
Yes,
and
it's always a lot of fun.
Thank you to everybody who's texting in. It's just really, really fun.
Yeah, it's a great time, and we appreciate that. If you'd like to participate, that number is 603-356-9145. Let's try to get through as many as we possibly can. Let's do it. Okay, here we go. We have Meredith texting in from Berlin. She says her grandmother passed away 27 years ago, and her daughter was born on the 25th anniversary of her passing. Would like to know if there's any messages from her loved ones, or any loved ones, really.
I just have to tell you, I have the biggest smile on my face ever. And I feel like that grandmother got this baby ready. And this baby waited. Like, this kid could have come to other people in that family. And, you know, if people had miscarriages, that child was not ready to be here until now. This kid, when you look at them, there is all light in their eyes. So this is hope. This is optimism. I hope you name the kid Hope if it's a girl. Like, hope, optimism. I just want to say hope, hope, hope. This child gives us hope. I'm covered in goosebumps. Pay attention when you get them. That's when your grandmother's around. And I want a molasses. Nope. I want a gingerbread. I want gingerbread with fresh made whipped cream with not a lot of sugar in it, please. That's coming from the grandmother. My mouth is actually watering.
I was going to say, Sarah, this isn't the time.
I know. It's so funny. And that grandmother's saying the best way to make the gingerbread is to use bubbly water. So I'm assuming soda water. I don't know how to make gingerbread. So look it up. But if you have a couple of recipes, go for the one that has the soda water in it.
All right, that one goes out.
The psychic that gives recipes.
There we go. Yeah, that's a whole nother show. It's a whole nother show. That one goes out to Meredith. We have Gina texting in from Ossipee. She says, "Morning, Sarah. I'm missing my daughter very much these days. She passed away, and she was wondering if she was greeted her best friend and what they're actually doing up in heaven."
Your daughter's kind of, like, I feel like right now the sadness is kind of feeling the absence of her presence. I think your daughter is doing other things in heaven right now. You know, when people are pure spirit, they can be everywhere. So that's why when someone dies and someone says to me, "I don't want to bother them," I'm like, you know what, they can talk to millions of us and not lose their energy. But your daughter's really focused on, I'm seeing a man who's like 27 years old. I see her just giving him the attention that he needs and like whispering in his ear, like, "You're good. You're okay." So it doesn't feel like major depression, but there's somebody in the periphery or in your family that just needs a little boost. So if you have a 27-year-old man, give him a call. And yes, she absolutely greeted her friend. She high-fived her, but then also was like, "Sit down. What the heck were you thinking?" And I kind of think her friend got "What were you doing?" She scolded her like a mother would, but then hugged her.
All right. That one goes out to it. Wonderful. Yeah. That one goes out to Gina. We have Raina here from Tamworth texting in. She's saying that she's been having really bad luck lately, and it's not seeming to end. Is there anything that she can do to try to turn it around?
Yeah, I want you to clear yourself. So if you just sit and imagine red swirling in your root chakra, so kind of in your pelvis, and as that red swirls, it kind of scoops up anything negative, anything gunky, anything that might have attached to you in your body or in your energy field. And then I want you to imagine that kind of coming, like shooting straight out down to the center of the earth. And I want you to imagine this giant column of red coming down. Or whatever color you see is fine. And then for me, when I do that, I see like little tinsel pieces and little shards of light that kind of go. And that to me is all the stuff that isn't mine that I'm holding on to. And then when that starts to run clear, imagine a huge knife chopping that, straight lining, like you're cutting it, like cutting a piece of taffy, and then let that silvery blue light then swirl in your root chakra. And what you do is you release anything that isn't yours, and you do it with intention, and then in your root, my belly just felt so much better. and now your root chakra is clear again, but you actually just cleared your whole body. And if you want, shoot me an email, shoot me a text, and I can explain that differently if that doesn't make sense to you.
All right.
But you're kind of like a magnet right now. If somebody around you is negative, you're getting all their garbage. That's why it's sort of self-perpetuating at this point.
That one goes out to Raina from Tamworth. And again, if you want more info on contacting Sarah, you can go to enlightenedhorizons.com, and you can always follow her on Facebook. Lindsay from Center Ossipee says that her maternal grandmother passed away before she was born, but everybody tells her that she's very much like her, and she's always feeling like a piece of her is missing. She's wondering if she thinks that she is like her, and if she's around, and what she thinks, and all of that.
You know, it's so funny. You know, when people die and everybody only talks about the really great things. Like, my mom died, my mom died 19 years ago today. Tomorrow. Okay. I'm like, wow, every year I get the number wrong. I've had her in the grave the wrong number of years every single year. But it's 19 years tomorrow. And it, for a while, I only focused on the good. And then it was like, oh, there were some things that I kind of wish you'd done differently. This woman was stern. And you like routine. You like structure. And you like things your way. So if you were hanging Halloween decorations and somebody moved them, you would move them back. And they're like, I see your family with a hand over the mouth like, oh, yep, that's her. And I do think that there's a lot of her energy around you. I feel like she came at a time where she didn't have the voice that she wanted, and that was really hard for her. And it's not a women's lib kind of thing, but she loves that you have the freedom to do what you want to do, and that soon, she says, you know, equality will happen across the board. I love that somebody's optimistic about that. That's really good. So, yeah, you are like her, and yes, she is around. And she is a very kind, generous woman. I just have to say it's on her terms.
Okay, there you go. That one goes out to Lindsay. We have Beth from Jefferson, Maine texting in. Their family just lost their stepmom, wondering if there's any messages from her.
That woman is so glad to be out of here. She is free, and my back hurts on my left-hand side, so it's kind of like my lung area in the back, so I'm curious how she passed. And I get like, wow. I mean, it's kind of like being birthed again. Like, her death felt like it was a workout. So getting into heaven is like, I'm going to just soak all this up. And I honestly feel like she's sitting in a floaty chair in an above-ground round pool, loving it.
Okay.
You know what's so funny? This woman does, like, the men wearing the Speedos, like, with the grapes and the peacock feathers. Like, she made such a, like, overly, just such a silly visual of what her piece looks like. I don't have to do a darn thing, and I love it.
We have Casey from Madison texting in. She's hoping that you can tell her if you're getting any vibes off of her dog. Her dog hasn't been herself lately. The dog's name is Soraya, and she is a boxer mix. It looks like she's brown and white, and she's seems a little down and doesn't want to be away from her more than usual. She seems very attached.
Well, this woman is really good at being grounded. When the dog is right with you, the dog is in your bubble. When the dog is 5 feet away from you, I feel the world's vibration versus yours. So imagine light surrounding you, which is what I do before we get on the phone and we do these readings. I imagine a bubble of light, and then I kind of expand it out to the room I'm in. So imagine light flowing from the top of your head down through your belly and then expanding out with every breath you take. It expands more and more. And then do the same for the dog. Bubble that dog up. I teach people how to do Reiki, and when my son was little, I could bubble him energetically in an, like if we were in a different room, and he would actually stop crying. Now that he's 14, I'm doomed. I can't do that. He's got his own intentions. But then I was the one responsible. So I was able to sort of take control. Well, that sounded awful. But I did take control. That was why he picked me. So they're asking you just to expand out over the dog and ground the dog, and then it won't feel everything going on in the world.
Very cool. Very cool. That one goes up.
I don't think there's anything medically wrong with the dog. I'm not a vet, but I don't have any of those concerns in a quick read.
All right. That one goes up to Casey from Madison. We'll do one more here before we take another break. We have Kelly from Portland texting in, listening online at conwaymagic.com, which is greatly appreciated. She says lately she's been feeling out of sorts, wondering if that's going to settle down anytime soon.
Yeah, it's interesting. You make my head feel tight. Years ago, my mom took a Dale Carnegie class, and it said, if you wake up in the middle of the night because your brain is thinking of all these things, you know, just have a pad and paper and write it all out. Well, my mom did that, and it turns out the pen was out of ink, so she woke up quite refreshed, but with no clue what she had profound thought on in the middle of the night. I feel like you need to get all this out of your head. Everything you worry about, write it down, and then you need to kind of make a checklist. Is this something that I really need to worry about? Yes, no. Is this something that could kill me or affect me? Yes, no. Like, get out of your own way is the advice you're being given. I don't think that you need to worry about the world's problems when you have a few of your own that are manageable, but you need to start with little snippets. Like, you need the bite-sized candy versus the big one.
All right. That one goes out to Kelly from Portland. Wonderful. If you guys have a question, keep them coming. 603-356-9145. I highly recommend that you text in your first name and the town that you are from as well, so we know who to send out the message to. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. We'll be back. It's Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.